This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
The preacher man says,
it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind.
I've got three daughters, 14, 11, and almost two. And when they grow up, I want them to be like Caitlin Bennett. Smart, incisive, standing up to bullies. Knowing how to shoot a gun. Knowing how to run a trot line. And knowing how to be a mama. And knowing how to be a leader. And that's what the West has always done. We're the place that holds women up on a pedestal. And because the psychopaths know we have a conscience, they tell us all day how we're bad to women. But it's the West that puts women on a pedestal where they deserve to be. I can plow a field.
I can plow a field
all day long.
I can catch catfish from dusk.
But then you go and you look at those people. She must interview 50 of them. Two of them knew that Trump was the 45th president.
Make our own whiskey.
But they all knew he was a Nazi. And Bill Maher talks about the left are the smart people. How they're the ones that are educated. How they're the ones that go and get all those educations. And I'm not knocking you to go get them, but statistically, 90% of degrees are worthless. Caitlin, we love what you're doing. You know, we've been talking for 6 months with you and Millie Weaver, but she just had another baby, which is great. But you know, that's where there's that glass ceiling, is women tend to have babies, which is great, which is the most important thing. Any mother knows that. So she's out of commission for a little while, but you can't hold her down. She was doing interviews till the day she had the like the day before she had the baby. So a second baby, that's great, with her and Gavin. But I would like to get you guys, I want to do a roundtable show, because it's hard to get reporters on the road a lot. They'll do it all the time, but I want to have Millie, you, and I think, I don't want to rip off Fox, but it's a good idea. I think you have like 10 women. And so the women can rotate in and out, do the show a few days a week, do it 5 days a week if you want, but have women and men rotating out. And then somebody, I think like Harrison Smith or something, who traffic cops and just goes in and out of the breaks, cues up the clips, and kind of produces the show. And we'll think we have a female producer as well, just as the producers, a lot of them are women around here. So we don't think about as a man, a woman, we think about who does the best job. But I think we should try to launch that nighttime show soon that we've been talking about. For I guess almost a year, and I know Millie got frustrated that we didn't launch that yet, just because we didn't have the crew hired yet. We've gotten that done. We've been a little bit busy fighting the globalists, but I just want to salute you and the great work you're doing. What's coming next?
Honestly, I have no clue. The undercover, the UCLA thing, kind of just happened out of nowhere. I bought everything the day before we flew out to California because I said, let's do another undercover thing. Let's get them to sign a crazy petition. And then my fiance Justin was like, let's get them to sign a petition to put Trump supporters in concentration camps. And then I wanted to focus on abortion because I feel like that's what I'm most passionate about right now. So I did one for the concentration camp. And then I did one for students to support free late term abortions on campus. And I only got one person to say, no, I don't support that. Everybody else was all down for it.
That's all because you were wearing a rainbow outfit. And tell folks the name of your nom de plume.
So my undercover name is Jenna Taylor.
So I love how you're letting them know they were conscious right out front. Oh, hi, I'm Jenna Taylor. Will you sign my petition to put conservatives in concentration camps?
And they didn't get it. They loved it. The first girl I interacted with was a girl that was on student government. She was a fourth year. She was a senior. And she was like, oh, I didn't have to say anything. She came up to me. She was like, I love this. I'm queer. And I'm like, great, here we are with identity politics, but you're the perfect person that would support this. Come to find out, she was giving me tips and tricks on how to hide that I wanted to target conservatives and Trump supporters and put it under the name of diversity training. She wanted me, she flat out said, yes, hide what you're trying to do, disguise it under this term, and then the administration will support you.
Caitlin, you're awesome. Anybody can search into your name for now. I hope you don't get unpersoned. You're on Twitter, you're on Facebook, you're on YouTube, and you're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We salute you, and we thank you, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Thank you so much.
She's awesome. All right. Hope for the future. When we come back, This is the big enchilada, folks. This could bring them down. Another Veritas-level infiltration of the Intelligence Crime Syndicate.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, we're on the go for getting nutrients easily. High in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, the most demonized, the most censored, the most attacked broadcast in the world. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And joining us exclusively is a living folk hero, Tommy Robinson from jolly old England, political prisoner, the man that first exposed giant Muslim child kidnapping, sex rings, and murder 13 years ago, imprisoned repeatedly for documenting it and exposing it. Now the worldwide phenomenon is mainstream news. Thousands have been convicted in Europe and in the UK, but now it's coming here. But he made a documentary, Undercover, exposing the incredible MI5, MI6 interface with so-called leftist NGOs. And suddenly, a day after it was released and got millions of views, it was taken off Facebook. It was taken off many other platforms. So this story is about censorship, about infiltration, about criminal espionage that makes the COINTELPRO of the FBI in the 60s and 70s and 80s look tame in comparison. So we're going to play large excerpts of this censored documentary. But joining us for this segment, the next, is Tommy Robinson to tell us about the film, where they can see it, where they can find it, and clips of it are coming up, and then how it's just a continuation with the censorship all coordinated the day after it went viral. Tommy, thanks for joining us.
No, thanks for having me on, Alex.
Please tell us about the film, the name of it. It's linked up on InfoWars.com, and what it covers.
It's called Panodrama. That's a name taken from the actual... The BBC have their flagship investigative journalist program. It's called Panorama. Now, they were targeting me. Now, when I come out of prison, my PayPal was removed. My Twitter had been removed. I'd been unlawfully put in prison. And I was not aware to the levels or the sinister levels that they were about to go to try to discredit me to my entire country. When I found out that they were blackmailing people, I had ex-employees saying they'd been intimidated, blackmailed, they'd used leverage and information they had on those employees to threaten them into helping them bring me down. When that all became apparent, I then worked with another ex-employee to go undercover onto Panorama. She wore undercover cameras, which got the lead investigative journalist for Panorama saying on camera he would clip footage so it fitted the narrative of me being a dominant male. He would make it an innocent argument that we said we had on dictaphone about a demonstration. He said on camera, I will make this into a sexual thing against Tommy Robinson. That's what he clearly said. So I there was so much more in undercover footage which proved to the world the BBC work with an organisation called Hope Not Hate, who work hand in hand with the entire mainstream media, CNN, the BBC, the Guardian, the Independent, the Hope Not Hate are working with them. In fact, the main man from Hope Not Hate, he actually sat on a documentary previously with Panorama as a director of it. And so I proved categorically with evidence and with undercover footage that the BBC were creating and inventing news in order to destroy and ruin me. And they were doing that in conjunction with a third party who was George Soros-funded anti-globe. They attack anyone who speaks out against immigration or Islam. And my documentary went out 24 hours ago. It had 1.5 million views. And today, I've been deleted from the internet. And everyone who shared that documentary with major profiles, from Raheem Kassan to Brian of London in Israel to UKIP, leading UKIP figures, have all been deleted today. Simply because, and I urge any American who watches this documentary, you can find it on my YouTube channel, Tommy Robinson, I urge anyone who watches this, this is the proof. It's what we all knew. We know what the mainstream media are. But this proves it, with undercover recordings that prove their contempt for all of us and their willingness to discredit and change and clip and edit and lie to the entire world in order to destroy someone who's going against their narrative.
Well, it came out in the British newspapers, as you know, about a month ago. Zero Hedge reported on it here. Infowars.com reported on Tommy that MI5, MI6, and then the German intelligence are interfacing and paying journalists to put out fake news, to infiltrate nationalist and patriot groups, to target you, to target myself. And so these are private intelligence operations, but interface with government so that if they get caught, it won't be as criminal. And so people have to understand, it's called Countering Disinformation Propaganda Act that Obama put in before he left. And it set up these intelligence agency groups with handpicked people from the globalist system that are actually doing it. And they talk about how they first demonize you, then they go out and pay people to file lawsuits on you, then they buy off and bribe the people involved in the lawsuits. We've now got evidence of this about to come out. And then that's how they railroad people into prison. So they're planning it on me as well.
Well, in fact, what you had with my former employees was Hope Not Hate, who worked with the government, who work with the Obama administration, who are advisors to counterterrorism. They actually sat my former employees down and said, we now advise counterterrorism. Theresa May has just given permission for counterterrorism to tackle the far right. We will put you in prison. And all of this I have on tape. All of this is recorded. All of these allegations, plus far more worse ones, is all on an hour-long feature-length documentary and film, which when this has gone out, they haven't known what to do. For years, they've tried to silence me. For years, they've put me in prison. For years, Twitter, PayPal, any ability for people to support me has been taken away. And then now, their final punch was going to be Panorama. The reason they were using Panorama is Panorama is the most respected BBC broadcast in the world. What Panorama says is the truth. They are known for finding the truth. By having Panorama destroy me, with false allegations which are made up against women, would discredit me to the nation. When that hasn't worked because I've gone undercover and exposed it, they've simply deleted me the next day from the internet.
And again, not injecting InfoWars into this, we're part of the story. We have the exact same operations happening. They have NPR spending months, where I grew up in Dallas, and I thought they'd have some interesting stories actually going through my yearbook and calling everyone. No. They called me with totally made-up stories that I was a bully beating up innocent people, and then then the school tied me up and took me out in the forest and knocked my teeth out. I've never had my teeth knocked out, and it was whole cloth not true. I mean, so this is the level, and I know they've been having private investigators trying to find women, offering people money, paying people, the Daily Mail to tell just insane total lies. This is their move on nationalists and patriots that stand up to their criminal activity.
Oh, it's happening across the world. That's what I said. I sat back and watched when it happened to you, Alex. Then it happened to Gavin McGuinness. It's happened to Milo. It's happening to us all. And the thing is, I knew this was coming. I knew it was coming. But even today, people who have put up, I am Tommy Robinson, they've been warned and removed. The censorship is, and to be so blatant, for everyone who watched that documentary in the last 24 hours, 1.5 million people, the outrage was there. People were outraged that the BBC, the license fee, we pay for that. The public broadcast was working with Hope Not Hate, a far-left extremist organization funded by George Soros, are working hand-in-hand to manufacture news, to lie. And exactly as you just said, they actually One ex-female employee of mine is on camera saying she had to argue with them not to run false stories about sexual stories to do with me. That's how deep this was. And they know if they throw enough mud, it sticks.
Tommy, I talked to people that were on the phone, known journalists who want to go public, about individuals on the phone with the lawyers, with one of the people that made stuff up about me in the newspaper, saying, no. People don't care if you got fired wrongfully. They want sex. Tell us he's tried to have sex with you because you're a man. It's not John Ronson that did that. It was other folks. But it's just getting insane.
What they done with that girl and said, was he ever in your bedroom? I asked her, well, she said, yeah, of course he was in my bedroom at some point. And then said, okay, well, we've gone back through footage and he jokingly videos your bum. And then they put all these things together and they're trying to run a story on it. And she's saying, you can't run that story. But they're fighting arguing with us.
And let's be clear, you know about this because of good people inside the system being whistleblowers, and that's the Achilles heel of the globalists. They can't censor us all. Tommy Robinson with the bombshell film, Panorama, when we come back on the other side. Then we're going to play the censored film here for you. They haven't shut down InfoWars yet.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Wired Magazine. Cover story months ago. He who will not be named, saying, "I'm as evil as Voldemort from the Harry Potter series. I'm the devil." London Guardian headline. Alex Jones is going to destroy the world. He's the most evil person on earth. And it's an image of me being drug into the dark by a black hand. Well, Tommy Robinson is put in solitary confinement where the Muslims can shove feces under the door at him and where he lost 30-something pounds. That's what they do, and they're coming for everybody. But here's the good news. What they've done is so criminal, so over the top, so huge, that was what I've told everybody. Use Project Veritas tactics. That is, we've used way back to Bohemian Grove. You infiltrate any leftist group, they will be pedophiles. They will be devil worshippers. They will be just total criminals. You will not believe. You don't have to do any investigation. You just pose like you're with them, and if you act like you're a criminal like them, they will just open the doors up, and you will just be blown away. This is a criminal group worldwide we're fighting. This is a spiritual battle. Tommy Robinson, we're going to air the film coming up in the next few segments. I know you've got to go and take care of your children here in just a few minutes, but please join us again this week for a full hour because this is so huge. And I'm very honored this morning when we talked very early in the morning my time that because they're censoring you, you'd like to premiere some of these here. Anytime you want a show, anytime you want the InfoWars platform, buddy, it's yours. No censorship. You want the keys, to the car here. You've got them. You've got the keys to the Gran Torino, my friend. We're looking for leaders, and you're it. So we've got 6 minutes to break. You've got the floor. What else do you want to relay to people?
By going undercover on this organization and by recording conversations, what we found is all the things they tried to accuse us of, all of the things we found on them. We found allegations of blackmail, blackmailing people to give negative information against me, blackmailing people who had previously been informants, who didn't want the fact they'd been informants to come out. They used that as leverage to put them in a position they had to work with them. Then we had allegations that one of them, that then they made sexual advances and a rape situation on this individual, previously worked with me. Then we heard, then, in undercover footage, a man who's trying to label me as extreme, the head of Panorama, John Sweeney, goes on to say that he worshipped and his political hero was Martin McGuinness. Martin McGuinness was the leader of the Irish Republican Army. He was responsible for bombing and blowing people up and murder. That's his hero. This is a man who's trying to portray me as extreme. Then it went on to find that he said he wants to shoot gays. He said that he referred to homosexuals as woofters. All of the labels they throw at us. And 10 years I've had undercover footage on me. 10 years I've had cameras on me. Not once in 10 years have they been able to manufacture anything I've said that warrants hate. In one boozy afternoon lunch of undercover footage against the head journalist for the BBC, I got every single label that they tried to put on us. He fitted. From homophobe to racist to extremist, all of them in one boozy lunch. So the point of the these organisations that are working against us, and basically what Hope Not Hate do, they're funded by George Soros. They issue reports. I spoke to other gentlemen who have had great careers and great jobs. They issue reports and they name people and they throw all the big words in, the Nazi, the racist, the extremist, with no evidence. Then, when they want to take someone down, they work hand in hand with the local media or the mainstream media. The mainstream media then take what Hope Not Hate say as fact, even though Hope Not Hate have proven to over-exaggerate his hate crime statistics by 3,000%. All of the wrongs Hope Not Hate, they're now alleged to blackmail people and rape them. All of these things, and the media and politicians work hand in hand with them to destroy you. to destroy me, to use it as ammunition to put to the UN, to put to the government, to put across the world in order to censor us, to tell the social media giants, which is what has happened today, what this has proven. Panodrama going out, and within 24 hours me being deleted, has proven the influence that these far-left extremist organisations like Hope Not Hate and the establishment working together have. It's proven it all. I don't know how they don't realise this. They keep beating us down, we keep getting back up. Will this stop us? No, of course it won't. Alex, I'm very grateful for the offer you've just made. I'd love to speak to you more about that. We need a platform in Europe. We've needed it for a long time like this. We need InfoWars. We need it for the European news on a daily basis. We need it for the news in Britain, in Wales, in Scotland, in Germany. We've needed it.
You need a people's voice. You've already almost taken the country back from the EU. You're winning. We're winning. Nationalism's exploding. If we can just hold the line, and if our listeners can hold the line supporting us and magnifying by hand, by email, by text message to share the films, and InfoWars can host them, because it's only on YouTube now. They haven't taken you down yet. But here's the big news, Tommy.
That's coming.
Clearly.
That's coming.
Clearly, this is criminal. This is beyond defamation. They're trying to frame you. They're trying to destroy you. They have MI5 threatening camera people with jail if they don't turn against you. You've already been a political prisoner. This needs to be parliamentary hearings. This is the type of thing that opening up could bring down these incredible criminal operations. This is what Soros did in Ukraine to overthrow it. This is what Soros does to create the Arab Spring. They're trying to create riots here in America, funding all this race-based stuff. You know Jesse Smollett was paid to do that. He's got accomplices. I told people days ago others are under investigation, and now the police have come out and said, yes, others are under investigation above Smollett. Tomorrow's news today. So we're winning. It's hard for you and I that are on the front lines, and I know you know that, and you're not complaining, but folks need to know we are winning. But for those of us on the front lines, it's very hard. We need your hopes. We need your prayers. We need your support. When we come back, we're going to air this censored documentary. Now, again, tell folks the difference between the BBC show, Panorama, the film is Panodrama, and how else they can see it.
Panodrama, it's on YouTube. Take it and share it everywhere. It proves everything every one of you have been saying and thinking. It proves what Donald Trump said to the BBC. He said, you're fake news. This program proves it. This proves it categorically with evidence, with undercover footage, with all of it. It's got the full package. And I think it shocked them how powerful the documentary is. So all I could say is that people who want to know where I am, because I've just been deleted, www.pr.news. Currently, it's the people can still give me their information so I can contact them. Whether it, the developments of which are going to come and going to be built, whether it be webs, whether it be website or apps or with yourself, Alex, then I will let everybody know. And that will be coming in the next coming weeks.
Yeah, that's critical. That's critical. So, again, what is the best place for people to find where Tommy Robinson, the person they're trying to suppress, is?
Sign up for free at www.tr.news. That will enable me, the minute we're ready with our new platform, bang, here's where we are. Go onto my YouTube account, Tommy Robinson, take the footage, upload it everywhere for Panodrama.
Tommy, I know you got to go. I've got to go, but let's talk a little bit later when we get off air today about the next plan. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Cool, Alex. Thank you, man. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. All right, we're going to go to break. And the same goes for InfoWars. Infowars.com/newsletter. You've got to go. Give us your email so that we can get you censored videos, articles, and obviously, you know, supplement ads and things like that as well. Great deals. But it's about us being able to contact you and not have them get between us. Infowars.com/newsletter. The video is posted, Panodrama, up on InfoWars.com right now. Take that link from InfoWars.com and share it. It's also on NewsWars.com. NewsWars.com. That doesn't get censored as much, so get it from NewsWars.com. It's posted right up at the top of NewsWars.com and share the link and get it around the censors. We're going to upload it to InfoWars servers as well in case YouTube takes it down. We'll be right back with the censored film. Please stay with us.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turks and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Listening to the antidote for fake news. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes tonight, we chose to be BBC with thousands of people outside their offices in Manchester. The British public do not trust.
Being arrested?
I am being arrested.
Breach of peace.
I'm of course a breach of peace. I'm being arrested.
The content of what I'm streaming,
I'm being arrested for breach of peace. You've all watched this. Can you get me a snitter?
Since my activism started over a decade ago, the establishment, the police, and the media have all been trying to take me down. The whole world saw me wrongfully imprisoned last year. 2.5 months on solitary confinement. What was the response by the media to that unlawful detention? They justified it. They lied to you. All of them reported that I pled guilty. None of them got the transcripts from the court. None of them reported the truth. We have a corrupt media. When I went to prison and 600,000 people signed a petition for my release, 30,000 people marched here demanding my release. When I come out of prison, I was completely unaware of the lengths that they were going to take me down. My PayPal was removed. That removes my ability to hire a team and work and bring you the other side of the story. My website was closed down, but I was completely unaware that Panorama, the world's leading investigative journalist documentary, were working on a program about me with the working title, Tommy Takedown. This was their final punch. They were about to discredit me to the nation, to you, the public. And I will prove that that documentary is not impartial. That it's scripted, that they invent things, that they lie, that they clip, that they edit. What you will witness in this documentary will prove to you this isn't about Tommy Robinson. This is about all the people that have been lied to, all the people who have been mislabeled, despite all their efforts to silence me. It became very apparent that something far more sinister was going on. With the collusion between the establishment, Panorama, and a far-left extremist organisation called Hope Not Hate. You're going to hear about the tactics they use to get the narrative they want. In this documentary, you're going to hear a lot about Hope Not Hate. It's important you understand who they are. Hope Not Hate is a so-called anti-fascist organisation who formed in 2004. They formed from a group and a magazine called Searchlight. Nick Lowles, who now leads Hope Not Hate, was a lead member of Searchlight. In 1984, Searchlight worked alongside Panorama to fraudulently edit footage, which they were prosecuted or taken to court and sued for. They paid £1 million damages to Conservative MPs who they wrongfully edited footage to link them with far-right extremist groups. Hope Not Hate brand themselves as an anti-fascist organisation. They're there to tackle fascism, but in reality, they label, slander and attack anyone who speaks out against open borders or against Islam. The worrying thing is they have a lot of influence. For example, all media outlets across the UK, across the world, take what they say as credible and they work hand in hand with them. From CNN, The Guardian, Huffington Post, The Independent, Sky News, Newsnight, Panorama, The Metro, The Sunday Times. They even advise the UN. They advise counterterrorism. In their advice to the UN, they say that our Day for Freedom demonstration that many of you would have watched was a far-right extremist rally. That's fake news, being given as credible information and taken as expert info by the UN. Our Day for Freedom demonstration had homosexual speakers, drag artists, black speakers, Asian speakers. There was nothing far-right against it. It was a liberal demonstration demanding free speech.
So what happens is when someone gets censored on Twitter for some kind of for hate speech, or for incitement to violence or engaging in some kind of terrorist communication, they get their account taken down, they tend to come back, and that actually leads to sort of an increased level of sense of participation and integration into these networks. So I do a lot of work looking into right-wing extremism in the United Kingdom and the United States. And one of the things that we've seen there is actually an entire mobilization of right-wing extremist activity around the concept of the freedom of speech being taken away from people. So just a few weeks ago in London, there was a march attended by a few thousand people that was called Day for Freedom, and that was entirely sort of centered around this issue of free speech and the sense that in the kind of parlance of the extreme right, the liberal establishment was trying to silence extreme right, legitimate conservative voices.
Just last year, Hope Not Hate were identified in a Swedish military report on left-wing extremist violence.
It has been proven that Hope Not Hate exaggerated hate crime figures by 3,000%. Nothing they said after that point should ever have been taken as credible, let alone taken by journalists without checking anything and spread around the world to demonise and slander people and organisations. They play a key role in pressurising social media giants, whether it be with petitions or requests from MPs that they're working alongside with, to say who's promoting hate. Not who's promoting hate that would breach laws in this country, but who needs silencing with their opinion. They're now teaching your children in schools about fascism. If we take a quote from their original spin doctor, Dan Hodges, from his quote, you'll understand the tactics they use in this documentary. It was a no-holds-barred, bare-knuckle PR. We used every dirty, underhand, low-down, unscrupulous trick in the book. These are quotes from their spin doctor, Joe Mulhell, who is a lead researcher for Hope Not Hate. He brags about days out with their BBC political reporters. Their relationship works hand-in-hand with the corrupt mainstream media. They do the reports, the media then use their ammunition and their labelling to attack people and organisations, to demonise them and slander them. In 2015, Joe Mulhell used the hashtag Antifa on several occasions. The reason why this is so relevant is when you understand who Antifa are. Antifa are an organisation that leading members of the American government have called to be prescribed as a terrorist organisation. They balaclava up, they mask up, and they violently attack people who they're told to attack, and organisations which are highlighted to them by groups and organisations like Hope Not Hate. They find out who you are, they contact your work, anyone who steps above the parapet. Hope Not Hate's goal is to silence them and stop them. This is about stopping free speech. This is about having people too scared to speak. We'll speak with one gentleman now whose life has been completely changed due to him voicing his opinions. He broke no law, committed no crime. But wait till you hear what Hope Not Hate done to him.
This time last year, like I said, I was working full-time, happy, and because of some things I was doing outside of work, where I was sort of expressing my political opinions and so on, I ended up drawing their fire, and they wrote a report and called it in to the employer. So it was a kind of deliberate attempt to... It wasn't just to dox me, because I hadn't hidden my name. I didn't think I was doing anything wrong. I was just expressing an opinion. But it was an attempt to deliberately get me fired.
Where was you working?
I was working at Standard Chartered Bank in Moorgate.
Doing what?
I was an associate, so I've been there from a grad. I went to Bristol University and then went into the bank straight afterwards. So I've been there for around 18 months at this point.
So a good career?
Yeah, it was going well. Internally, there'd been no issues.
When you say you got involved, you was giving your political opinions with regards to...
Obviously, the controversial stuff, so immigration.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you
know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
This time last year, like I said, I was working full-time, happy, and because of some things I was doing outside of work, where I was sort of expressing my political opinions and so on, I ended up drawing their fire, and they wrote a report and called it in to the employer. So it was a kind of deliberate attempt to... It wasn't just to dox me, because I hadn't hidden my name, I didn't think I was doing anything wrong. I was just expressing an opinion. But it was an attempt to deliberately get me fired.
Where was you working?
I was working at Standard Chartered Bank in Moorgate.
Doing what?
I was an associate, so I'd been there from a grad. I went to Bristol University and then went into the bank straight afterwards. So I've been there for about just around 18 months at this point.
So a good career?
Yeah, it was going well. Internally, there'd been no issues.
When you say you got involved, you was giving your political opinions with regards to...
Obviously, the controversial stuff, so immigration, Islam, these kind of issues, but not in an extreme way, nothing you wouldn't happily say to anyone.
Just so we can get clear, we're not talking about committing a crime, we're just talking about speaking openly about immigration and Islam.
Yeah, and no one had a problem with it. That's the whole point that kind of strikes me about it.
So it's not like anyone made a complaint, nothing's happened, so what did Home Not Hate do?
So Hope Not Hate, one of their, I can't remember which, but a team of their researchers wrote a small report. They were calling up multiple offices at the bank, and they were also focusing, because obviously we have a very big presence in the Middle East, so they were focusing on offices there to call them and just basically say, you've got this guy working for you, he's an Islamophobe, he's a racist, blah, 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 all of which obviously isn't true. I remember I was just sitting at my desk, and I get called in by the MD, and he sort of says, are you, you know, have you been saying this? And I said, yeah, no, I have. I didn't see it as a problem. The same guys were going to a lot of journalists trying to flog this report as well to make a big story out of it. Eventually, in around the summer of last year, you get this article. It's very vicious, and it's obviously largely lifted from the report that came out a few weeks earlier, you know, using slurs, using kind of nonsense labels, calling us Nazis, all that kind of thing.
Calling you Nazis with any evidence?
Was there no evidence whatsoever at all. It was made up with a very clear intention of making me lose my job. And it is a common tactic.
And you did lose your job?
Yeah, I was suspended, and then once the coverage happened, they obviously, whilst previously, like internally, the bank, I think, had kind of thought, well, maybe this is just an attack piece. Once there was coverage, obviously, it's their reputation on the line. So then, pretty much immediately, I was fired. I have worked...
Just so that the public understand this, you committed no crime. You speak, outside of work, about immigration or Islam, with no hatred.
No hatred.
Just facts. And because of that, you're... Where are you now? How's your life changed? What do you see for your future now?
Financially very difficult, of course, because it kills your income. And then there's knock-ons from that that are always a pain.
Okay, well, thanks. I hope you... I wish you luck in trying to get your life sorted.
Me too.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you.
So you've heard from Tom Dupree. You've heard how his life was changed simply for expressing his free speech due to the actions of Hope Not Hate. Later on in this documentary, you'll hear recordings of Caelan Robertson and George Llewellyn John see how their lives have been affected. Caelan and George used to work with me at Rebel Media, and when I went independent, they come to work with me there. When I was released from prison, I met with them. They said that they had been intimidated and threatened, and for that reason, they couldn't work with me. I'd just been released from prison. I wasn't in a good state. And I thought they were just saying that because they wanted to go and work with Lauren Southern. Also, you'll hear recordings from Lauren Southern. Lauren Southern is a leading political activist from Canada. She now works as a journalist making documentaries. In those recordings, you'll hear about allegations about how they've suffered due to the actions of Hope Not Hate. So, I've been contacted by Lucy Brown, who's an ex-employee. The last time we spoke to each other, we were screaming obscenities at each other. Now, she's been contacted by Hope Not Hate and by Panorama, who are working together on a project against me, working title Tommy Takedown. So, I'm on the way to see Lucy. I'm actually really concerned and worried about what it is they're up to, because I know everything they've tried to do to take me down hasn't worked. So, let's see what's next. Last time I spoke to you, I screamed some obscenities, some terrible things.
So did I.
I also have a surprise for you.
Go on.
I thought I'd commiserate it, so I actually got your prison number.
No, you haven't.
To remind myself. To remind myself the happiest day of my life.
What? HRA4CG.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh my god.
I laughed my head off.
Oh my god. Shit, Lucy, you were fucking angry.
How have we ended up sitting here and what we're talking about?
Well, I received a very interesting email from one John Sweeney a couple of days ago, who is a big, was it BBC presenter for
Panorama?
Yes, apparently he's quite well known. And he's asking if I want to go for a, first it was a cup of tea, but then it was a pint. And he'll come all the way to Cambridge to see me, and I think he wants some dirt on you.
You was approached by Joe Mulhall?
Joe Mulhall, yes, Hope Not Hate.
So you approached by Hope Not Hate, who told you, I've seen what they told you,
yep.
They told you that there's a Take Tommy Down.
There's a Tommy Takedown.
Tommy Takedown.
Yes, and they've been taken on as sort of advisors to the BBC to help them with interviews and to get information about you.
How easy would it have been for you to...
They offered me $5,000 for a front page story about you being a twat.
What you could have done, you could have absolutely destroyed me and my life and my name,
yep.
And my reputation. More so than that prison number did. More so than me going in prison could have done. Because you could have said anything and they would run.
I've arranged to meet John Sweeney tomorrow at 2 p.m. And by the sounds of it, what these people do is they try and be your friend when you're vulnerable, and they ply you with drink, and they try to get you to say something that you wouldn't normally say.
I want to show if what Lucy could have done. Well, none of it would be factual, but what Lucy could have done. Now, bear in mind, I might not have been here. You could have just done this, right? Fake text messages. Falsify sender numbers of texts. So if you wanted to, my phone will be here. Let's change the number there. And we'll keep that as we said. Let's put my number here. So you, respectively, as a disgruntled...
Joe Morgan's just messaged me.
Let's take down Tommy.
I'm flat broke. I've got no means of income. I hate you. Joe Morgan's just messaged me saying I can get you some money to do Tommy in. So I can go to fakemytext.co.uk and I can make you text me and then I can show...
My phone's here. I'm at home.
Right.
Minding my own business.
I've got Joe
Morville
there.
Joe Morville offering the takedown of Tommy Robinson.
Offering me some money, and you have said to me, what?
If you have anything to do with the... You bitch. No.
Hang on, because I'm writing Y-O-U, but you write
you. I write you.
Sorry. I just need to make it some bad grammar, because...
yeah, drop the T's because I don't pronounce for T.
I'm going to put W-I-V instead of with. This panorama, you wouldn't make that a capital letter.
No, I put with. With. I put with.
Okay, right. With this panorama doc.
If you have anything to do, bury you,
you bitch.
Just to prove, I could have nothing to do with this. I'm not. My phone's here.
Yeah.
So I've not sent you a message.
Yeah. Let's wait.
And the point is that they're actively searching with a far-left organisation. They're actively working with my ex-employees to bring me down. What I want to prove here is how easy it is and how many other things in this documentary have been faked on you. If you had any...
Can you focus
on that? So I didn't send that. That's sent from my computer. My phone has not sent you a single message. Now, Panorama are the biggest investigative journalists in the world. So, I don't see how this can work. If they wanted to do a proper investigative journalist piece, they should look at the crime that I committed. Was it criminal? Did the judge act out of law? Were my human rights abused? One of the biggest cases in this country, people signed a petition, 30,000 people marching, ambassadors from the American government, every political party in Europe talking about it, the most talked about court case in decades, and they're not bothered about that. This is fake, yeah? This is going to be falsified. This is not me. And I want to see if this, by a disgruntled ex-employee, could make its way around the world.
I'd like to see how much power Hope Not Hate have over the world's media.
Yeah, basically. This is the little minute. This will replace your button. This will go into your button anyway. This is how we'll record. And are you nervous?
No.
You should be. You should be. And, well, let's just wait and see what we get from this. Time will tell, but good luck. And don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Thanks, mate.
See you later. Success?
Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished. Let's see.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.